I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. This look at farm news brought to you by Rural King. Well, six of the nation's major commodity groups sent a letter to the U.S. International Trade Commission yesterday encouraging it to vote negative in advancing a petition by Corteva Agribusiness to place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on the imports of the herbicide 2,4-D shipped from India and China. National Corn Growers Association Harold Woolley says the message is the same from all the commodity groups.
The International Trade Commission needs to realize that this issue affects more crops than just corn. And so with the addition of the other commodity groups on the letter, that makes that case pretty clear.
The Minnesota farmer said yesterday they want free and open access to global markets for the commodities that they produce. And they also don't want restrictions on the inputs they need to maintain productivity and sustainability.
We're asking for free and open trade. We want to be able to have that 2,4-D acid from India and China imported into the United States so that the manufacturers here that convert that 2,4-D acid into the 2,4-D amine and 2,4-D ester can do that. Corteva is the only domestic supplier of that acid, and they are using all of that acid for their own product.
Woolley says they expect a decision from ITC by May 17. I'm Jeff Nally.